back to Beyond the Headline, everyone. I am ecstatic to have you with us on the show today because we're here with Catherine Retzer and Patrick Herning, the founders of 11honor8. Catherine, Patrick, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
The most interesting and I believe to be impactful part about 11honor8 is that you are so much more than a fashion company or a fashion retailer. And we're going to break down all of the ways you're influencing the industry today. But before we do, I'd love to start out with your inspiration to start the company and the vision. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So we have been best friends for the last 15 years, and about a year and a half ago, sat down together for my 40th birthday, and we're starting to come up with how, what, when, what we were going to do, and knew it was going to be something in the fashion industry. And ultimately, the inspiration came from our mothers. Both of our moms are our customers, and we both individually have been helping to shop with our moms and know how difficult that space has been. You know, as a former Vogue editor, I have spent 20 years trying to shop with my mom, and there just are so few options out for this customer that's really where our inspiration began.
And if you look at our career histories, right, Catherine was with Vogue and the top magazines for 2 decades, and I was in tech coupled with 10 years of brand building at HL Group. Our background has always been in luxury. And through our careers, we've had the opportunity to work with every major luxury brand you could probably imagine. And we definitely knew luxury was the lane we wanted to take. And we also really wanted to be a leader, right? We wanted to be a leader. We wanted to be an innovator. We didn't want to do something somebody had already done. So it was our combined experiences that led us to take this very specific lane within the conversation, which is luxury for this customer.
Combining both of those notes there, for listeners who may not know, what is the current state of the size-inclusive fashion market, excluding 11honor8? So pre-11honor8, what were women able to shop for?
So I think it's important, and we're also very humbled by our role here. So the movement has been taking place for quite some time, but the product offering for her out there has been very limited in terms of options. There is a lot of product out there, but the type of product is very limited. It's very much fast fashion. It's very much opening contemporary. It's very much lower end. So what we're able to do in the market is elevate the conversation completely. So for the first time, the designers that Straight Size Women have had access to, Monique Lhuillier, Zac Posen, Mara Hoffman, Tone, just to name a few, now she has access, our customer does, to the exact same brands that Straight Size Women have had access to.
I really feel that since we've met, which was at the beginning of November, and certainly since the beginning of the year when 11honor8 launched, the reception has been incredibly powerful and also very fast. I want to break that down in a couple of ways. First, tell us about the reactions that you've been getting so far, both from brands and from customers.
Well, we've just been overwhelmed with how excited all of our brand partners are to be a part of this platform. I think that you know, it's amazing. So often I would walk into showrooms to meet with designers, and the first thing anyone would say is, I can't believe no one's been doing this. I can't believe you're the first. Like, how have we not done this before? There's just been this overwhelming positive response that we're getting from the designers and really the fashion industry as a whole, which is incredibly exciting. And I think the one thing Patrick and I both continue to say is that we are not going anywhere. This movement has started, and we are moving forward so quickly that we're just thrilled to be leading the charge.
And also really fighting for this customer, some of whom we know and many of whom we don't, behind the scenes, right? Like, we are 1,000% committed to delivering her the best brand selection possible. So we've invested in our team to ensure that we are having the best and the brightest around the table to get these brands on board. We're investing in marketing significantly to ensure that she knows who we are and what she can find on our site. And we're just out there really, really, really fighting for her. So, you know, it can be seamless to her when she shows up for the first time, but at the end of the day, you know, our passion and our commitment to her and her happiness is what's fueling it.
And I think that really extends into the way that you're building 11 Honoré and also accelerating the speed that we're going to see change happen. So one of the most interesting aspects of the business is that you actually work directly with designers to curate pieces that go on your platform. And even better than that, you work with young designers to help provide them resources to make sure that they have a size-inclusive representation for their collections. I know you've done so much of this, Catherine. Can you tell us about that and what the experience has been like?
Sure. Well, I think ultimately what we've realized is that in working with the best designers in the world, they are so deeply committed to fit, that it's truly more about fit than size. And, you know, our goal and the goal of the designers is that whether you're a size 2 or you're a size 20, that you have the most incredible fit. And so for brands that don't have as large a production team or that need more help in getting the fit right, we are here for those brands. And we support them with pattern makers, graders,
fit models, advisory council.
And we are committed to also making sure that the price, that there is price equality across the board. So the price that you see for a garment in size 2 is the exact same price that it is for a size 20, and if the designers need our help in covering that cost so that our customer receives that price equality, then we absolutely do that. We are committed to making sure she has a positive shopping experience and that ultimately she's treated no differently.
During some of the times that you've been in their offices or in design studios, what are some stories that stand out of getting to work so closely with the designers?
Well, the designers are amazing, and I think what's the most exciting is when we see the clothes come to life on the models, when you see how beautiful the garments look when they're alive. And, you know, I will never forget our first photo shoot with Candace and just watching these pieces come to life. It was incredible, and she was just so blown away, and to see her reaction. You know, she's been a model for many years, and she kept repeating herself, saying, you know, I just can't believe I finally have access. I can buy these beautiful pieces. I think that it's overwhelming for me and for the designer to see how impactful this is in people's lives.
And I also think there's a second point to that that's important, is that through our visual assets that we're investing in and creating, we are fundamentally shifting the way people see this, literally and figuratively. No one has seen this customer or this size range as a luxury customer. And now, with support of people like Candace and some of the top photographers in the world, we're showcasing how it can look and how it can be. And from an editorial perspective, that's never been seen before because the samples has never existed. So the top talent, whether it be models or photographers or stylists, have never had access to work with models like Candace with these types of clothes. So it is so much more than just photography. It's visually reshaping how people look at this customer.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to dive into both of those answers because I think it really represents a lot of the great work that the team is doing. First, Catherine, I think you mentioned something really important, and Candace kept repeating, I've never had something fit like this, or I can't believe how well this fits. And what's so important is Candace, as you were saying, is a very well-known model, and she, of all people, would have the most options possible that were available to her. So you have 67% of other women who don't even have close to those options.
I know, it's really unbelievable. And we, you know, we're just so excited that we've you know, come develop this platform where these options are now available to such a large majority of American women. It's really, it's kind of mind-blowing. But we are thrilled to just continue, you know, to build this brand matrix so more and more options are available. I think, you know, we started with 17 designers for fall, and we'll be at 34 for spring. We added another 12 or 13 last week when we were in New York for Free Fall, and our goal is to have, you know, 75 designers on the site for fall 2018, which is just absolutely astounding. I mean, and these are, you know, some of the top designers in the world.
And also, you know, we're so grateful to our initial fan base and customer base, and it was limited, and so we're super excited because she gets to continue to discover more and more and more on our site season after season after season. So we've committed to becoming a platform of discovery, and so every new delivery is a new opportunity for us to either appeal to an existing customer or provide a solution to a customer that we didn't initially have at launch. So it's to be part of something so groundbreaking from really the ground floor. We're building this world together for her, with her.
And one of the things that I think is building it for the long term too, and really democratizing access to great and quality pieces, is that for every designer label, you bring on 4 to 5 contemporary labels. And that's just a way to make sure that more women have options, and also that they have options to wear when you're picking up the kids from school or going to work or going to meet a friend for lunch. You know, it's not always going to be dressing up really formally, and you have a great balance of both.
And it's everything from, you know, gowns to jeans and t-shirts. And, you know, we love our Adam Lippitt t-shirts. They've been a huge site hit. They were initially made famous through Oprah. But when we literally say jeans and t-shirts, we literally mean jeans and t-shirts. And some news that we can share with you really exclusively today that we didn't have before, and I'll let Catherine tell you, is...
Yeah, we're so thrilled. We'll be launching our own private label of denim.
Oh my God, what?
So, yeah, we're so excited. We have a meeting this afternoon with our manufacturer who's based in LA, and we'll have 11 different options for denim, and it's going to be the best, and it's going to be at a great price point, and we're thrilled to have that addition on the site come spring.
Because we went back and forth on denim, and denim, you know, you use that word democratic. I mean, denim is the most democratic piece of apparel in one closet, right? You can dress it up, you can dress it down. And we found that we wanted to do our own.
Yes.
We wanted the fit to be perfect. I mean, we've been investing months and months and months in R&D, and what we're going to deliver to her is really going to just blow her mind.
Exciting.
What was the process like of bringing the denim to life?
You know, it's been so much fun. We've gone out, we've found all of the, you know, my favorite denim, everyone on the team's favorite denim, and we have just kind of worked together. This manufacturer in LA has been doing denim for a very long time, and they're incredibly well-versed, and it's just been this amazing kind of process for our team, and we're just absolutely thrilled to have the product come out for spring.
And it's just, I mean, everything is like, you know, customer first, customer first, customer first, customer first.
The team is certainly customer first, and it's always really exciting as a fan and a follower to be able to see that. I think, you know, transitioning in some of the notes that you were sharing earlier, Patrick, you mentioned editorial and how important that is. I mean, the 11 on Array editorial series, you know, is incredibly in-depth and has fantastic photos and very meaningful interviews, and I didn't know that that was the reason. I hadn't even thought that far ahead.
And you just stay tuned, because we're about to amplify that tenfold. In the new year, we're going to really be focusing on developing and building out our editorial platform, and honestly, the long-term vision is to have it be a standalone media property.
I can't wait for that, and I can definitely see something like that happening, because when you're reading the interviews, they don't feel like you're reading interviews on a company blog or a product blog. It feels like an interview that you really walk away with insights from, not even just about the industry, but about life. One that really stood out to me was Lisa Evans, who talked about how for her, fashion was getting back to life after having cancer. And I mean, that is just such a meaningful conversation to have with someone.
Well, and I think too, it's like my editorial background, we're so committed to just having this incredible dialogue and creating a community where, you know, women can come and read and educate themselves about other women and what they're doing. And we just want it to be a super open, engaging dialogue. And we're thrilled with our content. And as Patrick said, we're just so excited to continue to grow it.
And then you mentioned something about, you know, fashion was, you know, coming back to life or whatever that quote was. And I've said this in a million meetings. Regardless where you are, if you're trying to go up a size or down a size, you're going to have a bar mitzvah, you're going to have a wedding, you're going to have a funeral, you're going to have a high school reunion where you have to go see those bitchy girls. And wherever you are, that current size, you should have access to something that's going to make you feel phenomenal about yourself. And that's what we're delivering. So much more than just us being a retailer. It transcends into how the edit's done, how the buying's done. You know, we're taking a different approach. And we did an event in Chicago, and it was so incredible to see all of our hard work come to life because our style director merchandised the pop-up as if it were a woman's closet versus by brand. And when you could see sort of the edit come to life in a real-time way, for the first time, these women have complete soup to nuts access that they've never had before. And it sounds so simple, but this has been a customer who's been overlooked. And, you know, we're putting a spotlight on her.
I think that is so well linked to actually something that I read on 11 Honoré from Brandon Maxwell, who's one of the designers that your team interviewed, where he said, you know, for every one woman that the industry lifts up because she's not sample size, there are millions more where that came from, and that's what we should be seeking out and shining a light on.
Absolutely, and that is truly our goal.
One of the parts about 11 Honoré when we first spoke back in November that really shocked me and got me very...
It feels like it was 2.5 years ago.
It does feel like it was 2.5 years ago, especially with the rate that your team is moving. What really surprised me was how, as you build out and you bring on more brands to 11 Honoré, you're essentially creating a sample set for magazines to come and style shoots. And that will obviously significantly increase diversity in media and in representation. Can you tell us more about that and how you hope to evolve that? Because that was when it finally clicked with me. That's why they're going so quickly after brands, because that can have a phenomenal difference on millions of people.
Yeah, so, you know, really the way the fashion industry works is that a model wears a sample down the runway, and then that size 0, 2, or 4 is used to send to magazines and celebrities all over the world pre-production. And so now that we are going in to these design houses, we place our order, and we include on that order a sample in every piece of clothing that we purchase. And so the sample is made usually in a size 16, and we pull it off production early so that we can get it out to all of the publications around the world and celebrities. And, you know, for example, we met with the Vogue, and we were meeting with the editors there and kind of explaining what was going on with 11 Honoré. And I think it was 48 hours later we had our first Vogue request for samples. And I think the reality is that now that we're able to provide these, like, beautiful clothing that is current, when the magazines are shooting and doing photo shoots and stories a couple of months ahead of the season, that more women are able to be represented. I think it just expands the women that can be included in the editorial, and I think that is where truly you realize what a game changer this is for the industry.
And then it changes the celebrity conversation. You know, Elizabeth Stewart, arguably one of the world's most important celebrity stylists, has been a huge supporter of ours from the beginning. We dressed Rebel Wilson for a premiere in Australia. So whether it be Vogue or celebrities, we're participating in the mainstream fashion conversation, which is exactly what we want to be doing.
When you think of each of the elements that we've gotten to discuss today, it's obvious that 11 Honore is an incredibly dynamic company with a lot of different tracks, all leading to the same location, but in different ways. Do you think that you would have been able to build such a multidimensional business if you didn't have your backgrounds?
Absolutely not. We just met with a potential candidate, and we were talking about the business. And, you know, we are, this is, at launch, 100% this is a relationship-based business. I mean, granted, we were part of a much bigger conversation that was taking place, but we've moved very quickly, but it hasn't been without a tremendous amount of work and challenges along the way. And it really is through perseverance and commitment and the support of our dear friends in the industry that has allowed this to happen.
Because you also have to realize, you know, last March we went down 7th Avenue trying to sign on new designers, and we had no creative. We did not have a website that actually existed. There was nothing except for our relationships and friends, very dear friends, and an idea. And we signed on 17 designers. So truly, the way it launched was with relationships and friendships.
And then further established and validated by our VC partners. So you look at Kirsten Green, who arguably is the most sought-after C-stage venture capital firm in the country, retail C-stage venture capital firm in the country, and to have her support coupled with the brand support, I mean, it's a very powerful, powerful machine.
In thinking back to those early days, and I'm excited in a moment here to shift gears into your journey, just building the business, you know, outside of the direct impact that you're making. But when you were first going and meeting with designers and friends and people in the industry, was the response overwhelmingly positive, or were you still needing to do some convincing?
You know, we absolutely overwhelmingly positive, and there were some very unfortunate and not so positive conversations that took place. But honestly, we took the high road, and this platform is here to stay. And the brands that had to pause a minute and think a bit about it, we wish them well, because ultimately they will all come back.
That's so true, and it reminds me of one of my favorite things that I've learned this year that was from the two of you, of always leading with kindness. And whether it's talking to your customer or it's talking to a potential partner or someone who's going to work on the photo shoot, you always take a step back and ask yourself, is this being kind? I have done that, and it has made a huge difference thanks to you guys.
And let me tell you something, it's not always easy.
No.
I was not feeling kind last night at 7 o'clock when I landed, and I just kept it to myself until this morning.
Sometimes you have to do that. As we think back to those first meetings, you're going and the two of you have just come up with the idea after Catherine's birthday, and you're ready to bring this to life. When you kind of think from them to now, for each of you, what are a couple of experiences, memories, or lessons that have really kind of defined this year for you?
It's so interesting. I had a moment when, and I got super tearful. It was a very, very special day, and we left the Vogue offices. And I was so proud to be Catherine's partner. And we both do our fair share of heavy lifting, and they're usually very different subject matters. But I left that meeting, I got teary, and I said to Catherine, I said, you know, I will, just so you know, I always think of you. I always want the best for you. I always try to be the best partner for you, to you. And that day just sort of...
It was an incredibly important day for both of us, I think, in our career, this business. It was this past October, and it was just an incredibly moving moment to have senior editors at Vogue take an hour out of their day, carefully engage and listen and want to truly help this movement and move it forward. And I think there was that moment of realization us that was like, oh my gosh, this is like really happening. It's really, truly like we are here to stay. And, you know, another similar moment was the photo shoot that we did with our mothers, who ultimately were kind of our original inspiration. And we did a kind of thank you, Thanksgiving photo shoot with the two of them, and they look so beautiful, and they're in these amazing clothes, and it's just a really fun afternoon. I think that, you know, ultimately it's about family and kindness and inclusivity, and it just, that's what's the most important to us. And
doing it together. Yeah. I mean, it's like you almost, if you didn't have somebody with you experiencing the ups and certainly the downs, you almost wouldn't even know it was real. It's happening so fast.
Yeah.
You know, we got in the car together today, and I think it was like 8:45, and I mean, we've literally accomplished 6 weeks worth of work in the last 3 hours.
It's true.
How does it feel working with your best friend?
It's so much fun.
It's
just so much fun.
And you wouldn't want to, I just can't imagine wanting to do this by yourself, because there's just too much work without having two co-founders. But also, like, when you want to just scream and yell, you've got somebody to, like, walk you off the ledge, but then you get to rejoice in the wins as a partnership, because it's, like, tough. Like, it's not fun to do it by yourself. It's just not fun.
There is.
Yeah, we're lucky to have each other.
In experiencing both of those moments together, because when you do sometimes need to make that little jump into the 30-second pity party, you have someone to pull you out of it. And
truly,
you need that. You can't sometimes get out of it if you don't have someone being like, it's going to be okay, come on.
Exactly. I mean, there have been moments where we walk out of these brutal meetings and just to be like, did that really happen? Did she say that? You know? And then the highs are so high, and it's all worthwhile to be able to enjoy it.
When you think back on your friendship, so it certainly doesn't just have to be from 11 Honor 8, what's one lesson that you've each learned from each other, or something that you each really admire in each other?
You know, it's funny. This is very easy for me to answer, because I was on the service side of the business for the last decade and change, and Catherine was on the Vogue editor side of the conversation, and she's really taught me, you know, to be more demanding and, you know, put it all on the table, because I come from I just want everybody happy, and is the client happy, and is everybody happy, and it's like, you know, Catherine's very much company first, and that's been a very good lesson for me to learn.
And on the flip side, I think that Patrick has, like, calmed me down, is maybe the right word, or you know, smoothed out the edges at times when, you know, I can be tough. And I think especially, I think my frustration really only grows out of brands that are pausing or taking a moment or look us in the face and saying, this is great, we're excited to be on board. And then when it comes time, they actually don't sign on the dotted line. And I think that, you know, having such an amazing partner to help me not take it personally has been a huge gift.
It's so funny that you both shared those answers, because right after you said that, Patrick, I was thinking, okay, I have to ask them how they find the balance. So I think that the two of you are the balance for each other. But something I'm always curious about in a couple of ways that I'd love to get your perspective on is, of course, you want to be forthcoming with your vision. Of course, you have to demand what you need and what you deserve. But how do you do that in a way that A, doesn't come off as you've got tunnel vision and you're going to do things your way, so you end up, you know, eliminating opportunities for maybe other paths to move forward? And then also, how do you still make room to have serendipity, to have things surprise you, you know, to find those opportunities that move the business forward so much, but you could have never predicted them?
You know, it's a good question. I think that we're so positive and excited and, like, deeply, truly thrilled to be doing what we're doing, that ultimately comes across. It's just an energy. I mean, we sort of laugh. We get to New York and we do these 14-hour days, and then you can't sleep at night because you're just so excited about what happened that day and about the next day to come, that it's truly just this, we're just so excited.
And you wake up, and we were just speaking again, I'm referencing this meeting we have with a potential candidate, and, you know, we both feel and take this opportunity as a gift that we are grateful for, we fight for, we're respectful of, and it's a reason why you get out of bed in the morning. And it's finite, right? This is a rocket ship, and, you know, the highs, the lows, the wins, the losses, whatever it may be, it's like we're experiencing them together, and we're grateful for them, and we just want to enjoy every minute of it.
I love that you described it as a gift, because I think a lot of times we talk about the startup grind, and it's certainly not to de-emphasize that or say that startups are easy or anything like that, but I remember a friend one time telling me, you know, we all made this choice. No one forced you into a startup and this life. Like that busy life, the 14-hour days, it's just a part of it sometimes.
Well, and it's truly a gift. And I enjoy every single minute. I mean, it's absolutely incredible to be a part of.
And we're really clear on expectations. Like, you don't come here, it's not for the faint of heart. I mean, you've got to really, 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 really like to work, enjoy working, and want to work. Because the way we were raised professionally, whether it be at Vogue or HL Group, we worked with some of the most demanding bosses in the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, it taught us, I mean, I think work ethic didn't mean that you're born with it, but I mean the level in which we have to move. We were properly groomed for it, you know, and we can thank our predecessors for that.
In terms of what we were chatting about before in leaving some room for serendipity, what are some of the best unexpected things that have happened?
Oh my gosh, I'm walking into Marc Jacobs and doing our pitch, and you know, oftentimes you walk and speak with major designers and you realize it's going to take a couple of seasons to bring them on board, and literally, they never blinked. It was like, oh, come see the collection, and here, you know, what would you like for lunch, and what, you know, what's your, I think we think you need to add this to your order, and it was just one of those moments where you're like, oh my goodness, this is like they're on. There was no convincing. I think ultimately, especially with our launch partners, you know, it was Brandon Maxwell was the same way, Zach Posen was the same way, you know, the Lean Girls were absolutely the same way. It's when you are expecting to have to really fight for something, and then it just, everyone's like, we're on board. And that is when it's just the most exciting.
And I just want to give a shout out to Lauren Phelps, the former COO of Brandon. If you're listening, Lauren, like, that meeting at Maison Kaiser will go down in the history books. It's just like, we had you in flow. I mean, it was so special.
I love hearing that, and I love that we were talking about the hard work before, because in many ways, in the daily grind, it can be very tiring, and sometimes you don't have a huge success, like a meeting like that at the end of every day, but if you really just keep going, and it's hard to internalize, but if you keep going, you will have those moments, and that makes it all worth it.
And it's also letting life unfold, because everything happens for a reason. And I read this book at the very beginning of our launch called The Surrender Experiment. And it's just, you've got to like let the universe win sometimes. And by letting go, it can really direct you.
I love that. Unfolding is actually my new favorite word to describe life, inspired by an Oprah podcast. So I'm very happy to hear that. I know I have to let you guys go soon, so I just want to end with two more quick questions that I saw on 11 Honoré's interview series, and I'd love to get your take on them. I loved in one of the posts when your writer discussed living and creating authentically. What does that mean to you two?
For me, it means putting somebody else first, right? It really means this is not about me. This is about producing and delivering the world's most important desires for a customer who has never had access to it before, to live authentically and meaningfully and to put somebody else first.
And I think, too, it's so authentic, what we're doing is so authentic to the two of us, because it's our mother, you know, and it's something that we truly, to our core, believe in and know that no matter what, if you're a size 2 or you're a size 20, all women deserve equal access to beautiful fashion. And I think because that's at my core, it becomes natural to live authentically through this company and create.
Such a great way to put it, especially with the lens of doing things for others and thinking of others when you're doing things to make the greatest impact on them. What have mom's feedback been so far? What do they love? What brands do they want?
They're excited for Christmas. They're hoping they have big boxes, 11 a.m. boxes under the tree.
They're thrilled and they're amazing. You know, they certainly will tell us what they think. And if they love something, they love it. If they don't love it, they will be the first ones to say that's not right, or this isn't right, or you know, they're amazing and they're so supportive, and it's just been such an incredible experience to kind of work with them and get their opinions. And we did a blog post on their 5 must-haves, and you know, it's just been such a special experience to be able to share with them.
I love how you said that, because if you think about it, it's like having the ultimate cheerleader, the ultimate support system, and the ultimate beta tester who's super honest. That's a pretty good combo.
Definitely.
My last one for you was from Justina Blankney, and I really loved it because, you know, right on that note, Patrick, of what you were saying about life unfolding, it goes really well. So she said that inspiration can be found anywhere if you're open to it. And when you let life unfold, you start to see all of these things happen. Where's the last place the two of you found inspiration that was really meaningful?
The last place I was, you know, where I'm inspired when I get to talk about the business. I'm inspired when I get to talk to journalists. I'm inspired when I get to talk to customers. I'm inspired when I see our assets from our photo shoot. I'm inspired when Catherine and I get 30 minutes of alone time to like plot and plan. Like, it is the day-to-day that is, it's the message, it's the movement that inspires me.
I agree with Patrick there, and I also feel like every single time I'm in New York City and around like the high fashion industry, I am so inspired by everything they're doing and how kind and inclusive and willing they have been to jump on board with us, that it blows me away.
The two of you blow me away with your attitude, and I was thinking, I was thinking today, you know, wow, 11 Honore is growing so fast, and how are they doing it? But I really do believe it's that positivity and that energy that you exhibit in everything that you do that makes a difference and will continue to make a sustained difference that I can't wait to follow. I am so grateful that we got to get together today, and I am extremely appreciative of the work you're doing. I can't wait to see what 2018 holds. For everyone listening in, what's the best way for them to stay up to date with the two of you and also stay up to date with 11 Honore?
11honore.com.
Yep. Thank you so much. We really enjoyed getting to know you as well.
Thank you guys. Until next time.